Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. I'm Jonathan Friedman alongside Evan Macedo of Sapers and Wallach. Evan, always a pleasure to have you on the show with me.
Hey, Jonathan, always a pleasure to be here. I am your trusty co-host, and we have done so many wonderful interviews together. Last time we were together in person, we were live at Fenway. So what a day that was. But we have
Absolutely.
another, yeah.
Absolutely. I was going to say that was a good time, and I'm sure we've got a great time coming up. Why don't you introduce our next guest?
Sure. So our next guest here, we have Sammy Hammid, Regional Sales Manager Northeast from Momentum. Thank you, Sammy.
Thank you guys. Thank you for having me on the show.
Absolutely.
Welcome to Radio Entrepreneurs. Sammy, you want to tell us a little bit about Momentum? Give our listeners a little sense of what Momentum does.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, again, my name is Sammy Hammond. I'm the regional sales manager here at Momentum. I've been with the company for over 4 years now. The organization was founded back in 2001, and it was really set up to help enterprise customers thrive. And what I mean by that is that our organization brings in managed services related to voice services, managed network services, integrations with Microsoft Teams, WebEx, the latest and greatest out there, along with SD-WAN, the monitoring behind that. So I like to tell stories and how we help customers to really explain what we do. So essentially, if you have an organization that's multi-location, has multiple employees spread out, really, we're a great fit because what we're able to do is rather than having several vendors accomplish your communications goals, is that we can put it all on one bill. So we can manage and maintain and deploy not only your entire voice infrastructure for your organization, but also manage the entire network portion of your organization. So when it comes to what we see typically in the market is that customers frustrated with either one end of their infrastructure, and what ends up happening is a lot of finger pointing of where the issues might reside. So by moving their communications infrastructure over to Momentum, it alleviates all that finger pointing because it's one finger that they have to point at, and it's Momentum.
Just that you guys, Sammy,
Correct.
have you guys, I would imagine, seen some you talked about multiple locations, but I would imagine with the increase in remote work and things of that nature and post-pandemic, you've seen probably some significant growth as well.
Absolutely. And I think it's due in part. I mean, moving to the cloud, if you look back 5 to 8 years ago, it was still a new step. It was new in the horizon for the technology world. And what I felt, especially post-COVID, was a lot of the IT organizations that had been delaying refreshing their infrastructure really were impacted by that, the pandemic. And so there were early adopters that were well prepared and were easily able to move their employees to that hybrid or remote work environment quickly. The ones that kind of kicked the can down the road in refreshing their infrastructure struggled quite a bit, especially when it was mandated to work remotely by many organizations. And so I see it as a huge value add for an organization to have that flexibility. And that's really where the cloud is really taking over. Having that flexibility to think on the fly. If you have to change your holiday hours due to an emergency quickly, rather than having to call and wait on a support line or get a call center in Singapore that's not familiar with your account, and those resolution times can sometimes take days, weeks. And for organizations, that's money out the door. That's really a financial impact to the organization and a productivity impact. So that's what I've seen on the horizon, as it relates to that. So I appreciate the question.
Not only time consuming, but I imagine frustrating as well for users. I know, anytime I've got to get on the phone with a call center, it's not a fun experience. Certainly not these days, anyways.
Yeah, and I think that's where our technology is really enhancing that experience. So that you touched on a great topic, call centers, right? So we can actually do that as well. So what I've seen in the market is organizations are looking for a way to reach customers quickly and get them their answers as quickly as possible. So with that, with the adoption of artificial intelligence, we've seen a big uptick in the capabilities that a cloud solution can enhance for an organization. So I'll give an example. We had one healthcare organization that was around 20 locations across the eastern half of the United States. They were growing rapidly. They were scooping up other practices around the country, needed a solution in place that they could quickly scale, but then at the same time, wanted to easily be able to remotely monitor all the employees and the calls that were coming into the organization. So what we put together for the CEO is the ability to monitor everything from his cell phone while he was sitting down in Florida and monitor his entire employees as the calls were coming in and make sure that the calls were specifically getting routed to the right people. So staffing your organization accurately, bringing that enhanced customer experience is really where I've seen the industry go. And with artificial intelligence now, I mean, I'm going to mention Microsoft Copilot. It's really a game changer for organizations. So there's a lot of services that I can talk about, but essentially it's reducing that complexity, making people more productive, better, faster, stronger, and making it easy for the IT department.
And Sammy, you've mentioned a plethora of different organizations that you're working with. I just want to narrow down the focus a little bit more. So when you're looking for organizations to help, is there a certain industry that you see are a little bit better suited for your services, or is it a geographical area? Is it a number of employees, or is it like a certain complexity matter that really kind of draws them to going to you to be the right solution for them?
Yeah, those are all great points, and I really am a true believer that the more complex, the better of a fit we are for an organization. So when it comes to, I'd say an organization would need to have multiple locations, but also a remote hybrid workforce out there in the space. I'd say probably around 50 employees and up. We're working with organizations that have tens of thousands of users globally, so we have global capabilities. There's really no industry specific need because I feel like a lot of the organizations, they have compliancy pieces that do orient, industry specific standards. But when it comes to the challenges that we're resolving, it's not specifically around an industry. I have customers that are, not only major law firms, financial firms. Healthcare is a very big topic lately, just because I feel like a lot of those organizations have now been driven to modernize their infrastructure in place. And really, the sky's the limit. We did, I mean, I can, there's some pretty unique, we deployed some pretty unique projects in global regions as well. So I'd say if your organization is multi-location, you have at least 50 employees or more, and have that complexity built in. To the challenges that you're facing, we could really help.
It's interesting you mentioned healthcare, Sammy. One of the things I've experienced as a consumer, in post-COVID pandemic world, very often we used to call and healthcare was one of those industries where people had to get into the office, had to be on site. More and more, as I call those places, it's quite obvious people are distributed, the workforce is distributed, and they may be taking calls for a location that they're not anywhere located anywhere near. And so it seems as that industry has embraced either remote work or obviously multi-unit or multi-location. So that would seem to be a good fit for the types of services that you guys are providing. Are you, you talked about voice. Is a lot of voice, I know there was a big push, you go back a half dozen years ago to voice over IP. You don't hear people talk about voice over IP anymore, but I would imagine that with people moving towards either mobile or other types of voice situations that landlines aren't being used. So somebody's not sitting in their house necessarily using a landline. And I know for all types of service providers I interact with, it seems as though I don't know if they're IP phones that they have installed at their house. Things seem to be much more plug and play, at the end user perspective. Is that what you guys are seeing and having to integrate with those types of technologies?
Yeah, you bring up great points here. I think that when we look at the industry as a whole, really you've seen that progression from legacy on-premise equipment at a physical location. Those were cumbersome, complex, not easy to manage or maintain. And that was the major driver to move to voice over IP services. Where we're seeing the market go now is really a standardization. So what I mean by that is that a lot of organizations are starting to standardize utilizing their collaboration tools. So, Microsoft Teams is one of the highest in standards in the world today. And so where we are seeing the market pivot is how can we help manage and maintain those services and bring them to the next level? So you mentioned organizations that need to be better, faster, flexible in those environments, and having a distributed workforce around the country, but still maintaining that productivity. And I think it's because the proof is in the pudding. I mean, when it comes to the data and analytics that a cloud solution like our own can bring to an organization, it reveals metrics that they had never really noticed before, which was, I'll give an example. We had a group of auto shops that were an umbrella organization that was scooping up auto shops around the country. What they found out was that by using our analytics portfolio and looking at call volumes, they were actually able to tie a potential revenue number to the total number of calls they were receiving from an organization. So what they did is they used it for future acquisitions. So now you're utilizing IT as a revenue generator. Rather than, you know, typically they're the spending of the revenue for an organization. And so what they were able to do is look at a group of auto shops that they were potentially looking at acquiring, ask for their call volume over the past few months or quarters, and then run it through our analytics portfolio and found out the potential revenue that could be gained from an acquisition. So for the COO of the organization, it was a game changer for him to be able to go to his executive board and forecast what the potential revenue stream could be for an acquisition such as that, as an example, and bring it to a new light. So that's where I'm seeing organizations enhancing the IT realm as an additional revenue generator. So, you know, the times of voice over IP services, those are all, you know, the cloud solutions are out there. Ours is a voice over IP solution as well. But now we've seen the trend move towards Microsoft Teams and other collaboration tools as a standard. So one of the new releases from our aspect of our platform is the ability to provide Microsoft Teams with Operator Connect. So bringing that best in breed PBX functionality, but then also managing, maintaining it, and all having it all live within Microsoft. So Jeff talked a lot, but, you know, obviously you're seeing that industry evolve over time. And I hope I answered your question. Was there anything?
No, absolutely. I was going to say, I've got some expansion slot cards from my old PBX system. If you want to pick them up cheap, I know where you could shop. Also some handsets.
The way someone put it to me was some of the older legacy systems out there, it felt like you were playing almost a video game where you had to enter in specific combinations just to set up an employee. So the move to Operator Connect with Microsoft Teams not only reduces that complexity. So typically a voice over IP service would take around 90 to 120 days to install. When it's all living within Microsoft and we're utilizing the best in breed PBX solution out there, it's the installation timeframes drop dramatically from months to days and weeks. So for an organization that needs that capability to spin up quickly, onboard employees quickly, that's where we're seeing the value with the Operator Connect option.
Plus, I can put a vacuum cleaner instead of a PBX system in my phone closet. And get back some space. Good stuff. Sammy, it's been a pleasure having you on Radio Entrepreneurs. Our guest has been Sammy Hamid of Regional. Did I pronounce that right? I'm sorry. Hamid?
Sammy Hamid, yes. And yes, the organization, we have over 500,000 people on the platform today. We're 180 plus million in revenue today. People are coming to us all the time, looking at ways that we can solve their issues. If it's not voice, it's usually network aggregation or, like what you mentioned, plain old telephone lines that are being decommissioned. POTS lines is what we call them. So actually carriers are moving towards having that decommission and raising their rates quite a bit. So we've been able to help them on that front. But yes, talked a lot about those different areas, but thank you for having me on the show.
Excellent, Sammy. If people want to get in touch with you, want to learn more about Momentum and how your services work, what's the best way for them to reach out to you?
Absolutely. So you can either follow me on LinkedIn. I can also provide my details if anyone wants to reach out that way. And again, it's pretty simple to remember my email. It's first name, last name at gomomentum.com. But yes, I'd love to follow up with anything that pursues out of this. And, you know, I learned through my career, and for anybody who's starting out in sales or in technology space, you know, I actually was a teacher before I got into technology. And I would say to all the people that are starting out in their careers, if anyone's giving you an opportunity, don't say no to the opportunity. Go for it. at the end of the line, if it's not a good fit for you, you're back in the same position. So I've lived by that motto, and it's taken me all over the world
Great.
at this point.
Great advice, Sammy. Appreciated. We're all about educating and sharing information on radio entrepreneurs. It's been wonderful having you on alongside my co-host, as always, Evan Macedo, Vice President of Finance and Operations at Sapers and Wallach. It's been a pleasure having you on Radio Entrepreneurs.
Thank you,
Thank
guys.
you. Absolutely.
And we'll be right back with another segment on Radio Entrepreneurs.